and you're listening to the Texas Standard. Well, you've probably heard about the incredible growth of the Texas craft beer industry. Now hear this, the number of craft breweries in the state up 990% in the last decade or so. That's according to CBRE, which is a real estate services company. Recent report found a big increase in the demand for commercial real estate for these breweries. Josh Hare knows a thing or two about this, firsthand, in fact. He is the founder and president of Hops and Grain Brewing in Austin. He's also the chair of the Texas Craft Brewers Guild Board of Directors. Josh, thanks for your time.
Absolutely. Thank you.
Talk a little bit about that 990%. That's pretty doggone impressive. How many craft breweries do you actually count in Texas?
So we have got, you know, now that our, it's hard to kind of gauge because a lot of them have live permits, but have not opened for business yet. But as far as permitted breweries, we're upwards of like 220 now.
I see.
We are a 6-year-old brewery and we've tripled just in that 6 years in numbers.
Why is it taking off like this now? Is there anything to the timing that you can tell?
You know, I think back in the 2010, 2011 timeframe, there was a few of us that had either moved to Texas from places like, you know, Colorado, California, where the boom was already happening, and kind of dove in head first to see what we could do. And then 2013 was when we really had some big legislative change. And I think that's really when the numbers of breweries have started to just skyrocket.
So specifically, what was the big legislative change that made it sort of opened up the floodgates as it sounds?
Yeah, so previous to 2013, manufacturing breweries were not allowed to sell any of their beer on site. So your standard kind of taproom experience where customers come in, take a tour,
right,
buy a flight of beer pitcher, that was not allowed before 2013. And brew pubs, which are kind of manufacturers and retailers, they had no ability to sell their beer anywhere other than on the premises of their small pubs. And 2013 changed all of that. It allowed brew pubs to distribute, allowed manufacturing breweries to sell beer on site. And with that added revenue stream and, you know, hard-gen sale, it really resulted in a lot of breweries seeing a better opportunity for success.
You think you're going to see this pace of growth, though, sustain over the next decade? Or are you getting close to market saturation there?
I think the pace of growth is definitely going to slow down. I don't think that even Texas, as thirsty of a state as we are, can continue 900% growth. But I do think you'll see some shift away from the larger scale, bigger manufacturing facilities to a smaller kind of neighborhood operation where, you know, possibly all of the beer is sold across the bar to the customers that come in. I think that's definitely where we're going to continue to see a lot of openings. But I do think the days of a huge regional brewery continuing to open up in Texas may be slowing down.
I want to ask you about these numbers. The fact is they come from a real estate group, not a, you know, like a brewing industry consortium or something. How big of an issue is finding the right space, when especially in a bigger city where most of the breweries are located? Is that a challenge right now?
It is definitely a challenge right now. Back, you know, 2010, 2011, warehouses were everywhere and they were widely available. And as we've started to turn into manufacturing and retailers, it's really important that, you know, zoning becomes a consideration in that. So a lot of cities have changed their zoning codes to adapt to new laws. But yeah, locations are, it's huge now. If you want to get people into your brewery, you've got to be in a good location. And those industrial type zoned properties in really good locations, especially in cities like Austin, are very few and far between.
Josh, on balance, I mean, what are you telling people who are, you know, online sort of looking for possible inroads into starting their own brewery here in Texas? I know you must get a lot of that from people, maybe even out of state. Are you saying stay where you are and start up where you can? Or are the doors still open for craft brewers to come to Texas, as it were?
I definitely think the it's definitely still a wide open market, and I encourage everyone to think hard about what is your concept, what's your storyline, what type of beers are you selling? Because gone are the days of just opening up and selling everything you make because you make beer on site. You know, you've definitely got to have something that differentiates you. But as long as we continue to be creative in the industry like we have thus far, come up with a great concept and spread that message far and wide.
Business appears to be good. Josh Hare is board chair of the Texas Craft Brewers Guild, also founder and president of Hops and Grain Brewing. Josh, thanks again.
Thank you.